How far do you think Webb has come along in practice, and could he have success if he has to play on Sunday?
Davis got additional reps this week going with the first unit, just like last week. Last week he got some reps in the competitive period, and that happened again this week. And, you know, if he's worked hard to prepare himself to be ready if called upon.
How has Wayne Gallman reacted to increased responsibilities, increased carries on the field this week?
Yeah, Wayne did a great job last week. Probably had more opportunities, both in the run game and the pass game, than he had all year. He does a lot of good things with the ball in his hands. Is able to create, able to break arm tackles. And he responded well. I mean, he came out, wasn't overly sore, wasn't tired, was able to practice this week. Has had a great week of preparation, and so he's done really well.
Do you expect that trend to continue into the finale?
Well, hope so. I mean, he's a guy that has done a lot of good things for us. He's been a bright spot in a very disappointing season, and really optimistic about his potential moving forward.
Mike, Rhett's had eight catches, I think, in the last four-catch games, I guess, in the last three games. Did it take a while for you guys to figure out how to use him?
I don't know if it took us a while to figure out how to use him. I think if you look at our roster offensively, with all of the changing parts, with all of the injuries, with all of who's in, who's out, you know, our job as coaches is just to try to find ways to get guys in position to make plays. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I mean, Rhett Ellison is part of the solution. I mean, he's a true pro. He's a tough guy. He's a hard worker. He's smart. He's detailed. Eli knows exactly where he's going to be, and I thought he did a great job stepping up when we lost Evan in that last game early, and he was called upon to do some things that he hadn't necessarily had the reps in practice. But again, being the pro that he is, he went out and did a good job.
If you don't have Evan, can he just kind of fill in that role? Or
we'll have to find a way, if we don't have Evan, to have somebody else fill in that role. Hey, what else is new? That's the story of the year, so we'll find a way.
Mike, what's it like for you to be going into this offseason with so much uncertainty here?
You know, I haven't thought about it a lot, to be honest with you. So much of the focus has to be on the task at hand, the mission, which is this game. You know, it's been a very difficult year, you know, from, like we mentioned, all the injuries, all the circumstances that have come about. And through it all, we continue to try to do the very best that we can, and just trying to focus on solutions rather than pointing out the problems or what's wrong. I love this organization. I bleed big blue. You don't spend 11 years in a place, have a couple Super Bowl trophies, and not have special feelings. But again, as far as the future, that's not going to be for me to decide. And so whatever decision is made, I'll either have great memories and great gratitude for being here and move on to the next opportunity, the next challenge with all kinds of energy and passion, or have a chance to stay here and rebuild and get back to what the New York Giants are supposed to be. It's been very, very sad, you know, in terms of all that's happened. I mean, this is the New York Giants, and going beyond what happens on the field with as far as the record and so forth, you know, it's a special place, and it'll be special again.
I know you said you haven't really thought about it, but do you want to interview the head coaching position as John? I
hadn't even thought about that, honestly.
I'm
just focused on, like I said, first and foremost, trying to win a game and trying to get us to play some great offense. And we've had flashes of it, and we've tried to adjust and do what we can to win. And then it's whatever happens afterwards, and I'm still Spags' quote, because I believe in it. You know, whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen. And we'll see how that plays out.
Coaches have uncertainty about their jobs. Is it strange for you to comprehend that Eli Manning has the same uncertainty going into this?
You know what? I think every coach and player knows that there's an expiration date on the contract. And you know, oftentimes I think players and coaches would love things to end on their terms. More often than not, it's not the case. And so I think it's just part of the profession.
Mike, last week you struggled to score points.
Yes.
I mean, was it simply getting behind the chains, or was it, I mean, because the week before was like 500.
No question. Yeah, it was a tale of 2 weeks for sure. I think the story of last week really would be the self-inflicted wounds, something that we really had stayed away from. And what I'm talking about is the penalties. Obviously, the turnovers were huge. we had more zero or negative runs than we had had in previous weeks. And then, of course, some drop passes. You know, we're trying to do whenever you have the tempo game, which we did utilize in Arizona. It's a little bit more challenging on the road from a communication standpoint. But some of those key drops, some of those plays that would have been conversions to keep the chains moving didn't happen. So you put all that together, ended up being, and of course, obviously, Evan's injury, you know, set us back. But we have to adjust, and we will this week. That's probably why things didn't pan out the way we would have liked them to.
So much uncertainty. How do you handle Sunday? I mean, do you go out there and you were, and even with Eli, like look around and say, hey, this could be the last time I'm here? Or do you let that go through your mind?
How you know what? You don't. Whether things are going great and we're getting ready to play the Super Bowl or it's been a very disappointing, difficult year, the great thing about game day, and I really believe this with all my heart and soul, is that once the coin toss, you know if you're going to take the ball. And again, offensive guy, you're always selfishly hoping we either lose the toss or because you want to get out there, you want to get the jitters. But once the game starts, it is just about the task at hand. And I just feel so blessed and so fortunate. And just even though the results haven't been there what we would have liked, having the opportunity to work with Eli and call the plays has just been a blessing. I'm eternally grateful for that.